Hello and welcome to another episode of my podcast. Today I wanted to have a little chat about my new projects coming out because I feel like they need a bit of an explanation because obviously I haven't been doing music for a long time because this whole moving process and everything. So I wanted to talk a little bit about the stories behind some of my songs that are going to be coming out. And also like, you know, just talking about the songs in general pretty much. So let's get into this. So pretty much the goodbye song that I've teased a little bit with the earth in the background, and you've got the astronaut suit hand on it. That song is going to be a tribute to my aunt who passed away this year, 2021. I'm not going to go into all the details, but she passed away sadly, and it was a bit of a shock for the whole entire family because we wasn't expecting it so soon. And what was really weird is the fact that for some reason, I think it would have been about 3 months or so before she passed away, I had this random thing in my head telling me, call her, call her, call her. And I didn't understand why, but I called her, and I think the moment that I called her was the moment that I could kind of tell that her body was kind of giving up in a way, because when I was talking to her, I had to repeat myself a lot, and she kept asking me the same questions, and a lot of the time she was breathing very heavily. And I think that the moment that I could start hearing her breathing a bit heavily and she kept asking me questions, I think that was when I was like, this sounds like she's on a downward like spiral, like, you know, like she's not really realizing that she's there anymore. And I had about a 20-minute conversation with her, and I could just tell that something wasn't right. And as soon as I got off the phone to her, I was like, I went to my mum and I was like, you should call my aunt, or the aunt, because something doesn't sound right, and I don't feel like she's got a lot of time left. And my mum was like, okay, yeah, I'll get around to it in a minute. I kept saying to her, no, call her now, call her now, call her now. And the moment that my mum called her, she was like, yeah, something doesn't sound right. And for some reason, I managed to sense it in a weird kind of way. And I wasn't even anywhere near my aunt because I was on the other side of the UK. And somehow I could sense that she was passing away slowly. And that is kind of a weird feeling. And like I say, I literally, like a few months later, she did pass away. And it was a bit awkward because, like I say, because we're in the process of moving, and also because of COVID, we couldn't go down to say our goodbyes at the funeral. We couldn't do pretty much anything. We were stuck, and we haven't seen her, or, you know, we can't see her now, but we hadn't seen her for about a year and a half, 2 years, I believe. So it was quite difficult to think that we hadn't seen her in so long. And we couldn't even say goodbye. It was like, it was such an awful experience. And the goodbye song, pretty much, it's like the astronaut hand is meant to be like my aunt's hand. And obviously, she's floating away from Earth. And that's why you got the Earth in the background. And I just felt like, even though I've had other people in the past that have passed away that have meant a lot to me, like my nan, my mum's mum, she was like my best friend. Even though she passed away, it was like, at least I had some moments with her, like her final moments, where it felt like with my aunt, I didn't even have that last moment, if that makes sense. So I kind of felt like that needed to be a song, because it's like, it's something that I can't really, I don't know how to put it, but it's like, it's one of those experiences where it's like, it's always easier to get through it if you write it down in like a poem or a song. So I'm kind of trying to do that, to try and get my head around the situation, I guess you could say. So it's kind of like a bit of like a storytelling in a way, a bit like a therapy if you want. So that's kind of like the process I've got behind the goodbye song, which, like I say, that's going to mean a lot to me, and that's probably going to be the first song I'm going to try and get out to all streaming platforms, because, you know, it's one of the most recent things that have happened in my life. So it's like, I want to get that out as soon as I can. So that's the goodbye song. Like I say, it's going to be close to my heart. The next one is going to be The Abuse. That is going to hopefully be like a rapping style record. Pretty much about my experiences between multiple stepdads who have always treated me wrong, and just like my mental state behind it all, because no one's really realized in my life that I've been struggling to the point where I've done a lot of stupid things. I'm not going to mention them on the podcast, obviously, because it's like private stuff, but I've done a lot of stupid things that I shouldn't have done, and looking back, I wish I hadn't done, but you know, it's happened now. But my life has been far from perfect, as I'm sure most people's have. And I just feel like that deserves a song on its own, kind of like, again, like therapy. You write it down, you get out your system, you put it on a record, you release it, and there's no filter. So I feel like that record is going to be quite a powerful one, because I've got a lot to say. It's just hard writing it down in lyrics, but I am getting there, trust me. I want to make that one a very special one as well. As you can see, there's a theme going on at the moment where it's like all the songs I'm releasing have got a story behind them, and it's like about my experiences. So I hope you can kind of tell that there's like a little bit of a background to behind each song that I'm kind of releasing or planning to release. So I hope you can understand that. And yeah, like I say, it's going to be different from most of my music. I'm trying to go down the route at the moment of doing multiple genres. So like, you know, alternative, like the pop punk kind of thing, pop, rap. So I'm trying to do like multiple genres to try and like expand a little bit more, because I feel like they're the kind of genres that I like to listen to. So I kind of want to do my own little spin on it, I guess you could say. So that's going to be a very interesting one, I will admit, because I haven't done a lot of rapping before, so we'll see how that one goes. Yeah, so my next single that I'm planning to release is called Missing You, and this one's probably going to be about, well, I say probably, it is going to be about a girl that I liked, that made me feel special and actually saved my life. Which, I mean, she doesn't love me back, so it's like a little bit of like a heartbreak kind of song. That one's going to be difficult to write, but I've got to get it done, because it's like I want to get my feelings out there, I want to get it out of my system, and I want to get it done, sorted, so that it's just out there, people can like relate to it. And yeah, I just want to get that one out of my system, because it's been sitting in my head for a while now, and it's starting to get a bit annoying, and I feel like it deserves to be like on a song and out my head, so that I can just like continue with my life. So I feel like my life's on pause at the moment, because I'm constantly thinking back about it all. So that one I've got to try and get out of my head at some point. So yeah, that's going to be an interesting one to record. I feel like all these are going to be really interesting to record. So yeah, that's going to be really awkward. And then finally, the big one that I've been hinting at for a while now, my Teenage Feelings EP. That one, I haven't actually wrote any of the songs yet, or written any of the songs, should I say, because I just haven't had the time right now with moving and everything. But I'm gonna put everything that I can into these few songs, because this is gonna be like my first major project, and I want to make sure that it's like the best quality and everything's perfect with it before I release it, because all of the promotion work that's gone into it and everything that's gone behind the scenes so far has been so incredible that I don't want to lay it down now. I want to put as much effort and time and money and everything into this project as I can, because it's going to be literally my biggest release to date. I mean, Questions was pretty big. I mean, 19,000 streams on Spotify and like 150,000 streams on Jamendo, but I want this to top that off completely. I want this to set a new bar for me, because I feel like my music recently has been mediocre at best, and I kind of want to push it to that next level. So you can expect a lot more from that EP, trust me. I kind of want to set myself a lot higher than I have been. I want to put myself on like record label artist level, because at the moment I feel like I'm just a, you know, I'm just releasing whatever at the moment. I don't like that feeling. I like to be actually be proud of the work that I'm making. So yeah, I can't wait for you to hear all these songs, man. Like I want to get back into music and into the studio at the moment. It's just hard moving house, living in a flat, being, you know, not having a studio and stuff. It's really difficult, but we're getting there. We're getting there. So I just hope now that you look forward to it. So yeah, thanks for listening, and I'll see you in the next episode. Peace out.